Hello, it's Paul Suthers here. First of all, I'm sure, along with anybody else who attended the Blind Society drop-ins, I was shocked to learn the recent death of two of our attendees, namely Bob Butterworth and Paul Chalk. Now, Paul Chalk was a relatively new member, so I knew him less well, but Bob had been a good friend of mine over a period of around 10 years, and everybody knew his ever-popular guide dog, Wilson, or Willie, to his friends. I will reflect on these deaths in a little more detail next month, but for now, I would just like to reassure everybody that Wilson has been found a safe home and has been adopted to live at his daughter's farm near Summit, where he has a friend to accompany him, namely Bob's daughter's Michelle's other dog. Now, moving on to more mundane business, it's also sad that Chris Gill felt the need to resign from the committee of the Talking Newspaper for Todmorden. The good news on this front is that the reason for that was that he has got a job working remotely for a magazine in Hong Kong and felt he needed to concentrate on that. So we wish Chris Gill well in his endeavours, thank him for all his contributions over the past, and hope that he will come back to help us again when circumstances allow in the future. This does, however, leave now two vacancies for visually impaired listeners on the Talking Newspaper Committee, as Eric Blumeyer also resigned for health reasons last year. Our constitution states that we should have three visually impaired listeners on the committee, and this is very important. It's not just a number exercise, form-filling exercise to appease the powers that be. It is very important that we get the insight of our listeners to make sure that whenever we're making decisions about the direction of the Talking Newspaper and the content to include, that we are always taking into consideration the blind perspective, so to speak. So we do really need two new volunteers. And I would be obliged if anybody is interested in this would come forward. The task isn't very onerous. It would normally include just attending a quarterly meeting, which in normal times would be held at Roomfield Baptist Church, and transport would be available for somebody who required it. At the present, however, most of the business is done by email and video conferencing, so it can all be done from the comfort of your home. You don't need to be fully up to date on technology in order to become a member of the committee. The important thing is that you are passionate about keeping the Talking Newspaper for Todmorden alive and are willing to give up a little time to help the great team who put this together every month. And on this point, I would say what a superb team I'm lucky to have at the Talking Newspaper here, as has been exemplified by the way everybody has pulled together to keep the Talking News on track and alive, which is not the case for all Talking Newspapers around the country. So I'll also take this opportunity to thank our wonderful team of volunteers, and it is a great opportunity for a couple of listeners who fancy getting involved in a little charity work and, you know, coming into a great environment with a very supportive small group of volunteers. So it's a fantastic way to dip your toe in the water of getting a little involved. If there's any support or training required, that will all be provided. So please, if you do feel you would like to get more involved, don't be put off by worrying about a lack of knowledge or certain skills. That really doesn't matter. The important thing is that you're willing to get involved and contribute in as little or a greater way as you can. But that's all from me anyway, and I hope you're all keeping safe and well, and I will speak to you no doubt next month. Bye.